Growing a business brings pressure. Staying compliant and retaining top talent in challenging times, you feel stretched thin. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put over 35 years of HR service and technology to work, offering my employees competitive benefit options while lightening my HR load. Engaged people empowered to be their best means overcoming obstacles. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
Get the TNT podcast free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. Never miss a minute. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I was listening to the great Kevin Kugler yesterday watching some baseball. I watched a game earlier. He's been downtown here in Omaha.
TV or radio?
TV.
Okay.
And
Big Ten Network?
Yes, and he's doing all those games. And he's an amazing broadcaster. And he does like two games. That's 18 innings, and all day long, yeah.
Minimum 18 innings.
Yeah,
exactly.
Could be more. Could
it was
20-25.
It was a little longer. It was ended up being one extra inning last night. But when you're talking like any kind of broadcaster does, you're going to screw up. Now, the guy in Oakland said the N-bomb, and he got fired because that was just a stupid thing to say. And the way he said it, it sounded like he'd been saying it before. But the guy last night, not a racist comment. Where was this push? This SEC was, announcer, right?
ESPN SEC Network. The guy's name is Tom Hart.
This is our show. This is what would happen on our show.
Vanderbilt and who?
Vanderbilt and Auburn in the SEC college baseball tournament. And he began trying to say that the phrase in reference to turning back the clock to the mid-80s and putting on a Whitey Herzog coach team.
Right.
Want to hear it?
Yes.
And he stumbled.
I got it.
All right.
Be quiet.
He slipped up a little bit. A fleeting slip. From the announcer.
We can't turn the black cock black. We can't turn the clock back. I know it's after midnight. We can't turn the clock back.
All right. See, that's not a fire.
Turn it back into the mid-80s.
Play it again. There.
And put on a Whitey Herzog team.
Yeah, play
we can't turn the black cock black. We can't turn the clock back. I know it's after midnight. We can't turn the clock back. And turn it back into the mid-80s.
I was hoping you'd have an African-American partner right there.
Oh, there was
what are you doing?
There was a black dude up the bat when I was happening.
Oh, gee, I know. I knew that. I saw that.
And did you hear his broadcast partner? You hear there was a guy next to him goes, whoa.
Did you hear that?
There was a quick one in there. You go, whoa.
Let me hear that again. See if he says, whoa.
We can't turn the black cock black. We can't turn the clock back.
You hear it?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, you could hear his broadcast partner turning and looking at him going, dude.
That would have saved that dude standing next to that A's announcer.
Yeah, but that I don't think the guy next to the A's announcer, we have no idea what he was thinking. I hate to put on him.
The only thing that would have made that better if it was a drive to deep left field.
Right. The guy next to the A's announcer did not get fired. Obviously, the color guy. You know.
But any flack he got would have been, if he would have gone, whoa. Just that one syllable, he would have been like, oh, he heard it.
Yeah, I think he's lucky he didn't say anything there in that situation.
Oh, dear God. This was the fourth game of the day.
Exactly.
In that tournament. And he had been calling all of them.
Say, when we talk to Kugler next time, he's so busy. I want to get him in the studio eventually, but football's about to come up too. So I hope he's doing the College World Series. But I think there's probably a little bit of time between the College World Series and football where he might be free.
Yeah.
Try to get him in the studio.
That seems like the window.
That's about it. Because he does basketball
he's
and,
busy.
You know.
And this was the bottom of the eighth inning of the fourth game that he had broadcast.
Yeah, and I think he's talking about it being past midnight there.
Yeah.
It's after midnight. They're still, I mean, so he's probably been at the stadium since 9 that morning.
And it's just funny. It's just actually funny, man.
And the guy up to bat may be Hispanic.
Yeah.
It's a dude of color. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, he still could be hung now. You don't know. I love the fact that, because I see these stories, because the awful announcement tweeted that out, I believe. And
it's all over.
They could do that every day on the show. Todd and Tyler said, they hear what happened on the show yesterday. Yeah, well, we knew that. We pretty much, then we reveled in it and we talked about it. You know?
Guess where the finger went.
Exactly right. There you go. Oh, they should guess where the finger went.
They were discussing country music, countries of the world. I believe what comes out of their mouth.
I still like the.
I think it'd be great. I think it'd be funny if he was just like lost it, like he was so silly from doing. Oh my God, I said that.
You say that?
Yeah.
I said black.
Yeah.
I said it. And then he says it again.
Exactly. I like that the color commentator at least acknowledged it, just going, whoa, ooh. Hey, whoa. What'd you say, dude?
We got a new dog in the house now.
What's the name of this one?
And her name is Alice. And when I say the name Alice, what's the first phrase that comes to mind?
In Wonderland?
Yeah.
No.
No.
In Chains?
Bring me up here.
No, it's Alice. You know,
this
old
is
school.
1970s, one-hit wonder. Group is called Smokey.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
And the song is Living Next Door to Alice.
Sally called when she got the word.
Cheesy, cheesy song.
Yeah, I remember this.
I suppose you've heard.
Jim will love this bit. He loves old school 70s.
Yeah, but there has been an update.
Which one?
Well, I rushed to the window.
Oh, he already said Alice, didn't he?
Outside.
No. Speak over him.
Wait till we get to the chorus. And then you'll know the phrase I'm thinking of.
I always think Alice's restaurant when I hear this. Not this song, but.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 24 years, I've been living next door to Alice.
And then the crowd jumps in and says, Alice?
Yeah.
Who the is Alice?
Oh, that what they do now?
Yeah.
God, I haven't heard that.
Our friends, the Fishheads, used to do that song.
Oh, they did.
And then the crowd would chant.
They did.
Alice?
Yeah, they did.
Because that's kind of the point of the song is the guy doesn't know who Alice is. So that's basically what he's saying. But I don't know where that started or when that started. And if you were born in a certain time, you might remember on the dance floor, Money Money by Billy Idol.
Which I've always hated.
Yeah.
I've always hated
but
that.
There was
get laid, get banged.
Yeah,
right, you know?
Get laid, get F.
Yeah, I've always
they
hated
They would
that.
Chant that during the song. Yeah. And so that's the every time Christy mentions the dog's name, that's what I say. Alice.
Well, my son.
That's honestly the first time I've ever heard that song.
Really?
No idea.
It's a one-hit wonder from years ago.
You don't know that phrase?
I never even hear that on satellite radio anymore. I don't even hear that.
No. Say Alice's Restaurant, Alice in Chains, Alice in Wonderland. That would have been way down my list.
Not Alice. Who the... Is
no,
Alice?
No.
Never heard it before in my life.
No, me neither.
Yeah, never.
I've heard the song, but I don't know that bit.
Oh, and Alice came from a farm that apparently didn't have any stairs.
If you've
ever been to my house, it's a multi-level. There's five different little flights of stairs that you have to, and she doesn't like going up or down stairs.
Well, you have to figure it out.
Yeah, she's got some learning to do.
I thought you were still talking about the song. I thought that was the verse.
That's what I thought so, too. Yeah,
no, no, the dog.
So you, now you're picking up your dog all ginned out and walking upstairs with it?
Did the dog come from a one-room mud hut? Yeah, where was it living? I mean, stairs are a pretty common thing.
I'd have to ask Christy where the... I think it was a farm.
But still, I mean, there's stairs on the porch even, you know, even if the dog wasn't an inside dog, still got to navigate.
The dog has to be dumb. You should call her dumb, Alice.
There's stairs.
They can figure stuff out by looking at it and just doing it.
She'll figure it out. She's just unfamiliar.
Isn't that the opposite track of most dogs?
I think Alice is dumb. I'm sure she's not mental. Maybe like mental.
She seems nice.
Are you mental?
What's
the
coefficient of inbreeding
Are you
on
mental?
Alice?
Yeah. Can we still say that mental? I think we can still say that.
Probably till next week.
I think Alice is mental.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention.
Don't defend Alice anymore. Sounds like a dumb dog.
Mike Myers turned 60 yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday to Mike Myers.
Still not writing Wayne's World 3.
Yeah, he needs to be doing that.
Maybe he will starting today.
No, I think he's going to do, we talked about
Shrek 9.
No, he's going to do another...
Another Austin Powers.
Austin Powers
and the Shrek 5 is in the works.
Yeah, but Shrek is just the
That's
voice.
Coming.
We're talking about movies he puts together.
Yeah, but it still takes time to write and produce, and he's still pretty heavily involved in those.
And that was originally Farley's voice for Shrek, right?
Yep. He took over when Farley died. Yeah.
I didn't see any of those.
Was it the farm that parents would use as an excuse if their dog died? Say, where'd the dog go? They're like, oh, they went to live at a farm.
Yeah. They, well, actually, yeah, they died. They went to live in a farm, right? Yeah.
So this dog's doing the opposite.
It went to live in the city.
It went to live with Todd. That's they always say. What happened to Alice? Well, he's really dumb. We moved in with Todd. That's what their family's saying about Alice.
Had to teach him to do stairs somehow. So Todd's house.
I like
how old is the dog?
Probably two.
Can't do stairs.
2 years without doing stairs? No, I'm with Tyler. That's a dumb dog.
It's a dumb dog. Not all dogs are smart, but some dogs are.
Some
dumb.
Dogs are dumber than others.
Right. Do you think she'll figure it out?
Oh yeah, she's getting better already.
Oh, good.
But she was
because she's got to do something.
Skittish at first. She's in a new environment.
And by the way, it's not even. They're like it's a split level. So each stairs are about 4 or 5 steps up.
Right.
Good thing she doesn't have to go up further.
But it's still flights of stairs. Like,
just pooping halfway up the stairs.
Yeah, but it's everywhere like you turn. There's a flight of
yeah,
stairs.
Yeah, there is. You know? Oh, yeah. Gotta follow Todd around. Yeah.
Dogs are dumb.
They were the devil when I was laid up.
Oh yeah.
If I wanted to take a shower, I had to scoot my ass up 3 flights of stairs. And then my walker would be waiting for me, and I'd take it into the shower.
I should have got a sponge bath or something like that, you know? Like your wife wanted to do that.
Yeah.
A sponge bath.
He's gone out back and gotten hosed down.
Yeah.
Look, man, he stayed in that hospital bed for 9 months without
longer.
Sponge baths.
I know. He just kept it there longer, right?
He'd still be there if Christy had been giving him sponge baths.
That was weird.
Would you scoot over to the masturbating chair from the hospital bed?
I think it doubled.
Yeah.
When you have a bed right there.
Doubled, right
I think
there.
I was able to because it wasn't just but a few feet away.
So the kids that sprayed that fart spray out in that high school, and we've smelled that stuff before. It's pretty brutal.
Does this say follow-up?
Yes, yeah, it is. We talked about this story.
They're charged with a felony. Now, you can carry guns anywhere, but no fart spray.
What's the felony?
The felony is possession of a prohibited weapon, a third-degree felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison.
Oh, this is, of course, what? Texas, where
for
they just shoot about.
Yeah, you can shoot everybody in sight. Everybody can carry a gun. You can be Texas is horrible when it comes
45
to
45 miles north of Houston, Caney Creek High School. Now, to recap, these guys loosed this stuff in the hallways, and people thought it was a natural gas leak.
It's pretty bad. We smelled it before.
They
right?
shut down school that day, couldn't find the natural gas leak, brought everybody back the next day, and like 8 or 10 kids ended up at the hospital with headaches and nausea.
They're pussies, by the way.
And so they shut
they're pussies.
They shut the school down for two more days.
We've all been sitting somewhere and we smelled somebody's ass, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 3 days this school was closed because of this.
Is that why there's a felony? Because
probably.
The school was closed.
Right. Probably.
But why don't you understand what the word felony, it's a prank. A prank going wrong.
Yeah, I don't think this stuff is going to kill you.
Don't ruin their life, you know?
It's not worth that. Yeah, for fart spray.
Don't ruin their life. They didn't pull a gun out. Nobody shot anybody.
And one of them is 18.
There you get defense. Still don't ruin their life, puss.
No, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. School, it's worse for him.
A lot of kids are 18 in high school. You know? They should still be treated as high school kids.
But it's good to see that Texas law authorities can swoop in when something like this is happening. But while kids are getting gunned down in the classroom, they got to wait outside for a little bit.
You see the video of those cops puking?
That guy's got a gun.
Oh man, they brought in like a whole hazmat crew on the second and third days to scour this building.
Oh yeah, that's funny.
They were looking for a gas leak.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, we smelled that before. It's pretty brutal, man.
They must have used a lot of it.
Well, he sprayed the whole can out, probably. Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is the stuff
it's legal stuff to buy.
Yeah, you buy it on Amazon.
So that's what I mean. It's legal to buy. It's a prank. It went wrong, dudes, man.
Yeah,
maybe pay for the hazmat cleanup if you're going to be addicted about it.
Is this the stuff we had?
No, this is a little different. This they said this stuff smells like poo and vomit
in the morning.
Nice.
Yeah,
first comes in a spray can.
Yeah, but
mixing them together because I'd rather smell poo than vomit sometimes. And I'd rather smell neither. Actually,
the stuff we had. If you had to pick, I think I'd go poo.
Yeah. It was called liquid ass.
It was the Tony used to spray it in here once in a while. He just opened a bottle.
He just opened the cap.
For a second,
it would take over the room.
Yeah.
And what's the idea? Would you put it on a cloth or something if you wanted it to linger?
Or you just put a few drops somewhere.
You guys have sat through my ass a few times here and vice versa. Yeah, it smells pretty bad. We don't call it a hazmat. Nobody's charged with a felony.
Right.
But although a couple times I should have been.
What if this goes to trial? You can't fart in the courtroom.
Right. You don't mix in the feces and the vomit.
No.
Generally.
No, I usually don't puke when I'm farting. No.
I don't get
you guys do.
I don't get how you call it possession of a prohibited weapon.
It's sold. It's legal.
Yeah.
Especially coming from Texas where you're allowed to carry guns everywhere, you know?
This seems like the
Oh, that's guns. Guns are cool, but fart spray. No. No, that's dangerous.
We draw the
fart
line
spray in school is dangerous.
Fart spray.
This seems like the DA, you know, look, we're going to charge him with this and probably just plea bargain it down. They're just planning on that plea bargain.
I understand that,
but still, it's a little harsh.
It's too harsh, man.
It's a little harsh. Like you said,
these are kids, man.
Make them pay for the hazmat team or something, but don't charge
them. And remember
them.
Being a kid. Try to remember being a kid and doing stupid stuff. Because if you didn't do stupid stuff, then you were boring.
They,
you know?
Yeah. These two dudes look like you're like straight out of Central Casting high school badasses.
Are they really? Perfect.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Their mug shots are here. They got them right. in the prison scrubs, right. The whole nine.
Yeah. And like you said, the same kids you'll see in prison scrubs, like those two douchebags that murdered their teacher in Iowa. That's a crime. You know, people that do horrible things to people. Those three kids that threw rocks, those high school kids that threw rocks in Colorado,
yeah,
and killed that girl.
Yeah.
They're prisoners. These guys had fart spray and they got them in gear and they're perp walking them.
Felony.
Like the one guy wanted to give me the Mahomes cut, but make it a bowl cut.
Yeah, that's what they do. They wear that Mahomes thing all the time.
But the second dude, if you look at the photos, man, he's got the wispy porn stash.
Does he really? Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
And he looks like he's angry. I mean, seriously, just,
well, he's just angry.
Typical high school badass.
Right. It's fart spray, for Christ's sakes. Didn't Austin flood his high school? You know, he told that story.
Yeah. He did something.
Yeah.
And he didn't do any time.
No.
And I think he was, if I remember the story right, like he was being followed at the end of his senior year because they were just waiting for him to do something.
And that was your high school, but you were younger than him, right?
I was older.
Oh, older than him, yes, that's right. You're already going by then, that's right. All right. So, yeah, kids are kids, man. Let them be kids. Guns, you can carry guns, so that's cool. You can shoot kids in school, that's cool too, but no fart sprays in Texas.
They said to be so funny they've been told they got arrested.
Yeah.
They shut the school. That's best case scenario. You spray a little fart spray, school gets shut down for 3 days.
Exactly. And best case, you don't think it's closed down for 3 days. You think it's okay, well, it's fart spray.
You certainly don't think that if you get caught, you're going to have felony charges.
No.
I mean, that's something that follows those kids for the rest of their lives.
That's where you don't ruin their lives for fart spray.
No. Some sort of slap on the wrist I'm fine with. But felony, 10 years in prison?
We could have done that back in the day and had to... It could have been in our studio and could have evacuated us and the TV station. They wouldn't have charged with a felony.
What you boys in here for?
Right.
Fart spray.
Yeah. They are not going to be the toughest dudes in prison.
Well, they better not let them hang there. That's kind of lame.
No, I'm sure they'll... This seems ripe for a plea bargain of some sort. They'll come down to a misdemeanor. They'll get probation and a fine.
So Bob says if you're ever hanging out anywhere where polka music is being played,
And then I would not be there.
Yeah, you lost me right there.
Yeah, leave.
Right.
Yeah. Leave.
Unless, I mean, if I'm stuck in a beer garden somewhere and somebody starts cranking some, but even then I'm going to...
And playing polka? Right.
Unless it's beer barrel polka at Lambeau Field, I'm out.
No, I don't want to hear that either.
Yeah, the Barry Boyce Band. Ask him to play Alice. And apparently they do the chant.
Oh, that chant. Okay. Yeah. Right. Well, I won't be by polka bands. Yeah.
No, I will go the other way, generally. If I even hear a hint of polka.
Bro country or polka?
Yeah, because you grew up around that.
I didn't. No, we really didn't. I didn't hear
much. You
were
really exposed to it?
No. I realize it is the Pennsylvania polka. I knew that, but I wasn't exposed to that. I mean, I was not into that.
Let me tell you about
none
rugby.
My uncle was in a band, but he was in a rock band, so, you know.
Radio in Rugby, North Dakota. I would do the night show.
Well, you're in North Dakota.
I was in high
that's
school.
Right, yeah.
At 7 o'clock. I would start at 7 o'clock. And my lead up.
Todd Brandt?
6:40 to 7 o'clock.
Was polka.
Polka. Polka
what
stuff.
What a nightmare.
How do you follow that?
And
you don't.
Well, apparently, if you take it away, people get mad.
Mm. Whoa.
Eight people sitting in their house.
We decided to get rid of the polkas, and there was a backlash.
Yeah.
More of Todd's favorites for 20 minutes longer.
So I had to sit and listen to 20 minutes of polka music before I went on the air.
Oh, my God.
Each and every night.
See, that's I stuck
sounds,
with it.
Kind of sounds alike.
I had a buddy who worked overnight at
they're kind of all the same.
Yeah, they are. All right.
at the overnights at the college radio station playing classical music.
Oh.
Overnight.
What a nightmare.
I don't know how he stayed awake. I mean, talk about just a how do you stay awake through classical music from midnight to six?
You don't.
And I don't think there was any automation or anything running. He had to stay awake for that crap.
Did they take his belt and shoelaces away from him too?
I think they did. That's what I'm saying. I think you had to turn in anything that you could use against yourself.
At least
is that pencil
music.
Sharp? You might start stabbing yourself in the wrist.
Sometimes those songs are kind of long. So you can go 10, 12 minutes without having to hit the next song.
Yeah, you can masturbate
that's
2 or 3
10, 12
times
minutes
that night.
To fall asleep. Yeah.
College kid can masturbate 2 or 3 times that night.
Oh, yeah.
At the right
not
porn,
him.
Right? Oh, not
old.
Him. Okay.
He was a little older in college.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't masturbate?
I doubt it. I doubt it.
He definitely masturbated.
He was too old to masturbate?
If he has a studio by himself, he masturbated.
Of course he did.
Maybe.
Anybody's ever worked in radio, if you were in the building by yourself, you masturbated. If you didn't, you're lying. You are lying. Not necessarily right there at the board, but you went in the bathroom or tugged one, man.
Right. Is anyone yelling not to politicize the fart spray incident and that it's too early to talk about it? I will send my thoughts and prayers to the fart spray victims because that seems to be the solution. Thank
it
you, Jen.
Early. Yes.
Jen.
Yeah.
That's TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com if you got something.
Politicize the fart spray. I like that. All right. Bert Kreischer. Bert Kreischer. As far as we know, the only radio show he's doing today.
Nice. Yeah, there was a premiere last night and then an after party after that. So
we'll see how he's doing.
I'm guessing he might just be getting to bed. 5 a.m. West Coast.
He's in L.A., right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have to assume the after party last night got a little nutty.
It might have. Depending on what time they showed the movie, though. They might have showed the movie at 6
o'clock. But we're not talking
about
until later in the show, right?
Yeah, 9:30. Last thing this morning.
And Burt's in Lincoln with that Fully Loaded show with a bunch of our friends, Chad Daniels, Big J, Jay Farrow, Fortune Feimster. And he's also in Wichita doing his own show.
Yeah, just a solo show in September.
At the Intrust Bank Arena, September 22nd. Burt Kreischer. That's the Tops of the World Tour.
Tops off.
Tops off. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay.
Two Fs.
And Chris Connolly got a special out on Hulu about Don't Eat My Sister.
About
it's called
cannibalism.
It's called Don't Eat My Sister.
Tommy Ryman.
That's what it should have been called, Don't Eat My Sister.
He's at the Funny Bone this weekend and will join us in a couple of hours. Maybe less than that.
Go on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.